In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there is nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I am walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
Morning, friends. How good it is to be coming your way once again by means of radio. I'm happy today for salvation, aren't you? I am glad I'm saved from the evils of the world, but I realize this is because God loved me and provided a way for not only my redemption, but for all those who will come to Him in a right way. I have been looking to the Lord for the right message to bring you at this time. He has given me one found here in the book of Jude. Jude isn't a very big book, but it surely contains some things worth knowing. There is only one chapter in the book of Jude. Let me share some of it with you. After warning the church of those who would rise up and depart from the truth, Jude had this to say: "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." Jude 20:25. Now, I would like you to pay particular attention to this part: "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God." This text tells us to keep ourselves in the love of God. This is a practical goal for every one of us. As we do this, we hold a secret mountain fortress, so to speak, where the noise of the war on the plains cannot penetrate. For this, a man may well give all that he has. Here are two steps for us in this text. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith is the first. Building means planning. The trouble with so many, they leave the building of the house of life to chance. It is a hit or miss proposition. Who ever heard of a house being built in that way? What would such a house look like? Oh, you might build one room today and another a year from now. Then finally decide to build a third room, but when you're through, if you had it all to do over again, I wonder if you would not have received more value from all your labor and expense if the entire house had been built with a plan in mind as one complete unit. No worthy house can possibly be built without planning. The steel, lumber, lead, glass, and copper of a house is not thrown into it hit or miss. It must be placed there according to a plan. In the house of life, there must be faith, hope, love, and patience. Faith is a door opening to reveal Christ and God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Paul speaks about some having made shipwreck of faith. It is certain disaster for a soul without faith. So you see, all these other graces would be built upon that faith. Faith in God, faith in His Word, faith in Christ and the Holy Ghost, and faith to believe God is going to guide us aright. So Christ is the cornerstone of the church, and faith is a door by which we enter into relationship with Him. Some people who build houses sure do make their front door look attractive. How about your front door of faith? Is it attractive for others to enter? Then we might say a hope is the radiant window through which we look out on things believed. Just think what a house would be like without windows. So it is in the spiritual life. Without hope, we would be of all men most miserable. Here is the scripture. Listen. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15:19. Here's another one. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Romans 8:24-25. Those verses should give you some light through the window of hope. Here's another good one. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. In our spiritual house, we should also have some patience. Patience is the pillars to bear the weight of the whole through the years. Listen to this scripture. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Hebrews 10:35-36. So, if you don't have patience, you will grow weary, and there is danger of giving up the race for that eternal crown. I like these scriptures on patience. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12:1. Don't you see it takes patience to run this race? Be sure and put good pillars under your house. Don't settle for 2x4s when you should be using 2x12s. In fact, maybe you should use concrete instead of wood anyway. Concrete is more enduring. Listen to what the apostle had to say about this building. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3:11-13. Love or charity would be that which binds all together. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says it this way, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. So without the love of God in our hearts, we will surely miss the reward. And now, this second part of our building up ourselves in the most holy faith, that is praying in the Holy Ghost. This is another way by which we're kept in the love of God. Prayer lifts us up over the chaos, wrecks, and disasters of this life. It brings order out of confusion, light and beauty out of darkness, and strengthens us to fight the good fight of faith. If we're kept in the love of God, how can Satan turn us away? God's love is a hiding place in the time of storm. Oh, for that constraining love spoken of in 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Here's a poem, Faith and Reason. Two travelers started on a tour with trust and knowledge laden. One was a man with mighty brain, and one a gentle maiden. They joined their hands and vowed to be companions for a season. The gentle maiden's name was Faith. The mighty man's was Reason. He sought all knowledge from the world and every world near it. All matter and all mind were his, but hers was only spirit. If any stars were missed from heaven, his telescope could find them. But while he only found the stars, she found the God behind them. He sought for truth above, below, all hidden things revealing. She only sought it womanlike and found it in her feeling. He said, this earth's a rolling ball, so does science prove it? He but discovered that it moves. She found the springs that move it. He reads with geologic eye the record of the ages, unfolding strata he translates, earth's wonder-written pages. He digs around a mountain base and measures it with plummet. She leaps it with a single bound and stands upon the summit. He tries from earth to force a key to ope the gate of heaven. That key is in the maiden's heart, and back its bolts are driven. They part. Without her, all is dark, his knowledge vain and hollow, for faith has entered in with God where reason may not follow. Let us pray. Our Father, help us to build up ourselves in the love of God. We are grateful for the privilege of being on this broadcast to proclaim thy word. May it be an encouragement to all who hear. Help us to turn from vain reasoning and by faith accept all the wonderful things you would teach us through faith, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, dear ones, for a few moments of your time. And many thanks to everyone who's helping to make these broadcasts possible through your free will offerings. If we may be of some help to you, be sure to let us know. You may write us by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And now this song.
Come behold the love of Jesus. Sinner, can you turn away? See, he gave his life so precious to redeem thy soul today. Jesus left the bliss of heaven and his throne of glory too. Oh, what love and pity. Jesus came, he came for you. Jesus drank the cup of sorrow in this bitter world of grief. We bestowed a thorny garland. He returns a crown of life. Oh, how kind, how meek and low.
Until we meet again, this is Little Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very careful goodbye.
Jesus.